Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Dalet. Megillah Daf Dalet. Today's daf is being learned Lezecher Yoshua ben Yisachar Halevi, Werner Weil, father of Rabbi Steve Weil. Werner Weil rebuilt his life, created a family, reestablished the family cattle business, and rebuilt German Jewry as well as Torah institutions in the Buffalo area. So the daf is Lezecher Nishmas Yoshua ben Yisachar Halevi. All the Torah learned should be an aliyah for his neshama. Okay, so we are on Gimel Amud Beis. We were just talking about the stringencies of Mikra Megillah. Yesterday we spoke about Mikra Megillah in contrast, or when there is competition between Mikra Megillah and other mitzvos, whether it comes to Talmud Torah, whether it comes to Meis Mitzvah, Avodah. We spoke about the amazing Pnei Yoshua that had the suggestion yesterday that Talmud Torah derabim of all Klal Yisrael might be Docha Shabbos. And the other, it's a fleeting thought, and he himself rejects it, but at least he mentions it on yesterday's daf. And then towards the bottom, we got back into details and halachas of Mikra Megillah. So let's start with Gufa, about 10 lines up from the bottom on Gimel Amud Beis. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Krach v'chol ha-samech lo v'chol ha-nira imo nidon b'krach. Any krach, any city, and any a walled city, v'kol ha-samachlo, anything near it, v'kol ha-nira imo, anything seen with it, nidon b'krach should be judged as the krach. Tana, samach, afal pi she'eno nira, nira, afal pi she'eno samach. It's one or the other is treated as a krach. If it's seen with the krach, nira with it, or samach, it's close to it, even if it's not seen with it. So what does that mean? What does it mean, nira and samach? How do you have, usually they're not mutually exclusive. Usually if you have a place A that's close to place B, it's nira and it's samach. What's the difference? So bishlama nira apo pi she'eno samach mishkachas lo kegon diyasva barosh ahar. If it's on the top of a mountain, it doesn't have to be samach. But when you look at the mountain, you see what's on top of the mountain, you see what's on the bottom of the mountain. So that's close, that's nira, but not samach. What about the opposite? How do you have a blade that's close, but it's not seen together? Amr of Yirmiyah, sheyoshev es banachal. Same thing, it's in a valley. It's all the way in a valley, so it might be samuch, but it's not near it together. When you look at one, you don't see the other one. One rule. There are some places in Eretz Yisrael today that there are certain sveikas about, whether it's samuch v'nira, certain places near Yerushalayim, that... Is it samuch? Is it nira? Is it one? Is it the other? So certain communities read the Megillah on both days. Again, every case of Suffolk, Bizman Azeh, besides Yerushalayim and cities that we know for sure, they might read it both days, but the brachas are on Yudalad. Brachas are on Yudalad in many places throughout Eretz Yisrael. Not many, a number of places around Eretz Yisrael. Even if they're machmer to read it on the second day, maybe it was nira, maybe it was samuch, maybe it was walled. We'll have some sveikas all the way in the coming dafim also regarding certain whether something's defined as a walled city or not. But they would still make the brachas on Yudalad because that is the ikar day, the day that Rov Klal Yisrael celebrates. Good. V'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, krach. The Rashba, by the way, says right here that we shouldn't think that the same rules, when we have rules of walled cities, here it's in the Derabanan realm, we shouldn't think that it's always the same for all halachos of walled cities. The Pesukim in Bechukosai, which discussed halachos of walled city, selling a house in a walled city, and other halachos, that's not exactly the same. First of all, Daraisa Derabanan. Number two, there might be different definitions of walled cities, and Samach Venira, that we mentioned in yesterday's daf also, might not apply to all of the halachas. And that leads us right into the next piece, where there's a diak and Rashi the Rashba has, why Rashi says something. Last skinny line. B'yam Rabbi Shur ben Levi. Krach sheyashav olubasov hukaf. A city, a walled city that first was settled, but then they decided to put a wall around it. Lubasov hukaf. Nidon kikfar. That is nidon like a kfar. That's not a real walled city. A walled city, first you have the wall, and then you go inside. If you first you have the settling, and then you decided to put a wall, that's not called a walled city. My time, why? Because it's a pasuk. Dechsi v'chi ish ki yemkar beis moshav ir choma. Pasuk from the end of Vayikra. When a person sells a house in an ir choma, shehukaf ula basof yashav. It's only where it is first encircled and then settled. Yashav. I'm sorry, Shukav Labasov Yashav, Velosha Yashav Labasov Hukav. What's the diak? Rashi explains, Ki Yimkar, when you sell a house, Beish Moshav, in an Ir Choma, that has already had a Choma before, so that's when these halachas apply. Rashi, right here, on Sheyashav Labasov Hukav, Rashi emphasizes, Le'inyin Batei Arechoma. This is talking about Bati Arichoma here, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Meaning, even though the previous was just talking about Mikra Megillah, Rashi is saying, and the Rashba picks up on this, this halacha might not apply to Hilchas Kriyas HaMegillah, walled city versus not walled city. This is quoting another member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, one of the most amazing Amoraim that we have, and early, and says the Rashba, Rashi says it, Bedafka, because it doesn't apply to Mikra Megillah. V'nirish is Kikal Rabbeinu Zalafarish Kain, Dilin Mikra Megillah, Kol Hecha de Migna Umichsa, Mizimos Yeshua ben Nun, Karina Beba Chamesar. Right, there are much more flexible definitions for a walled city when it comes to the rabbinic creation of Kriyas HaMegillah rather than Batei Arechom. Okay, as that idea. Why is a walled city so special? Let's see Midaraisa. Forget Purim for a minute. So we spoke about the Yerushalmi on Daf Beis, Mimos Yeshua ben Nun, because we want to be Lach Lo Kavod L'Eretz Yisrael. But why does a walled city and a non-walled city have any special status in the Torah? We know, we read the Pesukim at the end of Vayikra, there's differences. So Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he says, recognizing the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael that we conquered is a greater reminder of the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's a walled city you can't get through. A walled city, right, Yericho, was that nobody goes in, nobody goes out. To remember the walled cities in Eretz Kena'an, which later became Eretz Yisrael, that we were able to overcome, that's a greater Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we dafka, it symbolizes the strength, even though the Rashi in Parsha Shlach says the opposite, if it's walled, they're scared. But either way, on an objective level, getting in, it is more difficult, and that's why there are differences between walled cities and non-walled cities. As we know, walled city, sell a house, you only have 1 year or two to buy it back. If you don't want to buy it back in the first year, as the Torah tells us, it is nechlat litzmisus to the buyer. That's what the Mishnah says in Arachin as well, that the buyers used to hide on the last day so that nobody could give them the money. So that's why Hillel made a takana, they just deposited it in Bezdin, and that's good enough. Called Ones Pesofasman. Okay, third line. Rabbi Shoben Levi, Krach She'ein Bo Asara Batzlanim Nidon Kikvar. A krach that does not have 10 batzlanim. What is batzlanim? They sit and do nothing. Says Rashi, Batzlanim, Shebetalin Mimalachtan, Shiumitsuyin Tamid Bebezaknesa Shachmas Va'arvis. 10 people who stayed in the shul all day. What do you need 10 people to see in the shul all day? Person's running late, he misses the minyan. So he quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Kivish Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Bebeis HaKnesses Velo Matzah Shem Asara. If Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, there isn't a minyan there, he gets very upset. I'm on time with everybody else. So he has 10 people. They used to have 10 people supported by the community that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is Hashras HaShechina when there's a minyan. So that's why they kept the Shechina there always. So if you don't have this, you don't need the Kekvar, it's just considered a village. My Kamash Malantanina. What's the Chiddush? We know this on the Mishnah on Tamar's Daf. Ezo Yir Gadol or Kol She Yesh Bo Asara Batzlanim. Pachos Bigana Reza Kvar. It's a Mishnah. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Levi? So Gemara answers, Krach Yitzrich Lei. The Chiddush is the following. Afal Gav De Mikli Le Me Alma. What if it's a place where many people stop by? They just don't, they're not natives to the city. What if you have 10, but they're not natives? That's not good enough. It's got to be 10 people that are there. Rashi says towards the bottom, Anashim Arbe, Vishar B'meyam, B'teilim, M'malachtan, Shezom, M'lachim, El, B'mkom, Anafilo, Hachi, B'in, and Kfuin. Right? You need the Kfiyas of those people. Bomer, Rabbi ben Levi, fourth to last line, Krach, Shecharav, Ulobasof, Yashav, Nidon, Kekrach. A krach that was desolate, Charav, and then Yashav, and then it was settled, that's okay, that's nidon like a krach, like a walled city. My charav, what does that mean? What was charav? What's Rabbi Shua ben Levi's din? Ilema charvu chomosav. If it's that the walls came down, so yashav in, lo yashav lo, so then only if it was resettled, and Rashi, yashav, resettled meaning re-walled, the walls were put up again, yashav in, lo yashav lo, but if the walls wouldn't be up again, so then it wouldn't be a walled city? But that's not true. Vatanya, Blazer Rabbi Yossi Omer, Asher Lo Choma, says Lo Choma, Lamed Vav Aleph, as we have it, Afo Pi She'en Lo Achshav, V'hayu Lo Kodem Lachain. Because Lo can mean it's there, Lo can mean it's not there, Lamed Aleph. So we learn from there that even if the wall's not, if it's not there, as long as they had a wall, the time is Yeshua Ben Nun. So what that can mean Yashav Lebasov Charav, or Charav Lebasov Yashav, that the only if the wall is rebuilt is it called a walled city. It's not true. Even if the wall is not there. Tveria Bizman Hazeh. Tveria today, there's no wall. still a suffix about that we're going to have it on tomorrow's daf, on daf hey, surrounded by three walls and water. Is that good enough as a walled city? But that is, it's not there, but there's still a question. So says the Gemara, Elamai Charav Shecharav Me'asara Batlanim. It means the Asara Batlanim aren't there anymore. It was desolate from the people. So then, if it comes back, then it would be considered a walled city again. It's an amazing Havamina. The Havamina is that once you have the Hefsik, so then that's it. If you don't have the Kfias anymore, so then that would break up its definition. Good. Vamar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Continue. Shimon Levi was very active in the sugyas of Mikra Megillah. Lud v'ono v'gei hacharashim mukaf eschoma miyemot Yeshua ben Nun have. These cities were mukaf choma from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Set Rashi is foreshadowing the chiddush that's going to be in a couple of lines. Even though they look rebuilt, they look somewhat new, but that was just the refurbishing. But really, it goes way back. Vahani Yoshua Baninu, says the Gemara. Really? Yoshua? Vaha Alpha El Baninu. Shadiksiv Ubine Alpha El Ever Umisham Vishemer Hubana Es Ono Veslud Ubnosel. So what do you mean? It wasn't Yoshua Benun. It was later. Says the Gemara Ula Taimech Asa Beninhi. What do you mean? Asa is also mentioned. Diksiv Vayivan Are Mitsura Mitsuda Bihuda. So who built these cities? Many of them are given credit. Amr Abelazar, Hani Mukav Eschoma, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun. Really, it goes back to Yeshua Ben Nun. Charuv Bimei Pilegesh Begiva. They were decimated during the time of Pilegesh Begiva, as we remember the story at the end of Sefer Shoftim. V'asa Alfael Banini Hadar Banini. He rebuilt it. Hadar Inpo. Then it fell again. Asa Shapzinu. And then it was rebuilt and refurbished. Dei Kanami, it's Meduik, and the Psukim, Dechsev, Ayom El Yehuda, Nivnes, Arim Ha'ele, Mechlal, Da'arim Avi Me'ikara. Rebuild these cities, Mashma, they were already cities from beforehand, Shma, Mina, that's how we know it. Oh. Pilegesh Megiva, we know is the tragic story. There is one, we had a Gemara, right, a couple of days ago, at the end of Tainus, that one of the six reasons that the Tu Ba'av is a celebration is that there was closure on the Pilegesh Megiva story. The Shevet Binyamin was allowed to remarry back into the other Shvatim, and you know that was a cause for celebration. One of the two reasons that have to do with marriage. That's why Tu B'Av is a day of everybody getting married. So that is the Pilegesh Megiva story. It happened, and there was destruction, but later on it was a day for celebration when Klal Yisrael got back together. Okay. Megillah Daf Dalet is not famous for those few first couple of lines that we have had up above. But now we have some major statements. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nashim chayavos b'mikra Megillah, sha'af hein hayibosu anes. Women are obligated in Mikra Megillah, even though women are exempt from all time-bound mitzvahs, mitzvahs aseh shazman grama. Says the Mishnah Meseches Kiddushin, mitzvahs aseh, mitzvahs los aseh, they're obligated in all of them, even if they are time-bound, except for a couple of exceptions. But all the mitzvahs aseh, women are pturas from, unless there is a specific limud to include them. As we know, the Gemara tells us in three places, Reb Shua ben Levi tells us here once, Mikra Megillah, they were included in the Nes. We have Mikra Megillah, we have Neiros Chanukah, and we have Dalet Kosos. In those three places, we have a discussion in the Rishonim about the parameters of this din. First of all, what does it mean? Afei noy boso anes. What does it mean? There's a machlokas, Rashbam, Tosfos, Rashi. What does afei noy boso anes mean? If we look in Tosfos, sha'afei noy, pirish Rashbam. Says the Rashbam im sachim, she'ikr hanes hoya al yadon. Afei noy means they were the cause of the nes. They brought the nes. The women involved in the story, bischus, bischutan, in their zechus, that was the reason that we had all three respective nisim. Bipurim al yedei Esther, that's the obvious one. Bechanaka al yedei Yehudis, left out of Tanakh, if you remember, as we spoke about on Daf Beis, right, why Chanukah was left out of Tanakh. And bePesach, shebischus tzidkanios, shebaoso adar nigalu. Like the Gemara says in Sota, bischus tanashim tzidkanios of the dar, that is why they were redeemed, as the Gemara tells us, that the men gave up hope. Amram gave up hope, and he divorced his wife, and Miriam came and saved the day. Miriam with all the women, Nashim Tzidkanios, what are you doing? Paro just wanted to get rid of the boys. You're getting rid of everybody, right? You're not, the Jewish people are gonna end. And they were the ones, Tachas HaTapuach, and they went out, and they beautified themselves, and they kept the Jewish people going, and that same positive outlook of these Nashim Tzidkanios, That was Miriam and all of her women who took the cymbals and the instruments out to the Midbar. What do they have cymbals out of the Midbar for? Because they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do Nisim for them. Right? These were the Nashim Tzidkaniyos. That Bishchus, their attitude, that was why we were Zochet to be redeemed. I mentioned in the past the thought from the Shemen HaTov. The Torah writes in Ilchus Rosh Chodesh that every one of the Chagim is Kineged, one of the Avos, Avram, Yisrael, and Yaakov. Pesach is Avraham. Yitzchak is Shvuis, and Yaakov is Ulamakneo Asa Sukkos, and the 12 Rashi Chadashim are Kenega the Shvatim. And once we did the Cheta Egel on Shvasa Batamuz, it was taken away from the Shvatim and given to their wives. And that's why there's a minhag for women not to do certain malachas on Rosh Chodesh. Right? That's what it says. Doesn't mean an Isser Malacha, certain laundry, sewing, whatever the case might be. So that's why, because they didn't take part in the Cheta Egel, that's why they got Rosh Chodesh. What's the connection, Mida Keneged Mida? What does Rosh Chodesh have to do with the Cheta Egel? So it's the same thought as we're talking about right now, says the Shemen HaTov. What happened by the Egel? The man said, Moshe Rabbeinu isn't coming back. We counted. 40 days, it's finished. They miscounted. They counted the day of as day one. They should have waited an extra couple hours. They gave, forget it, it's finished, the press, no leader, we're finished. Nope. The women said it's okay. The women didn't give to the Cheta Egel. They had the attitude that it's going to be okay. They were optimistic. They were positive. There's no greater day on the Jewish calendar that symbolizes optimism seen through darkness as Rosh Chodesh. We don't even see the moon yet. It's so tiny. It's little. But now it's starting to get bigger. It got smaller, 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 and now it's getting bigger. It's hischadshus, renewal. That was lacking in the men's attitude by Cheta Egel. That had the women's attitude. And that's those same Nashim Tzidkaniyos a couple years earlier. A couple weeks earlier. They had it, and that's what Tosfos says right here. Bischus Nashim Tzidkaniyos Shabosar Ador Negalu. So that's the Rashbam shot. Afi Noi Boso Anes is the women were the leaders, the cause of the Nes. Vikasha, but says Tosfos, it doesn't sound that way from the language. Afi Noi sounds like, yeah, we'll include them also. Afi Noi, they're also included. Doesn't sound like they're the Iker. Af, Lashon Af Hein, Mashba Shein Tfelos. Shehen, not af. They are. So that's why Tosfos says lekach nirali she'afein hayu b'safek de lahashmid v'laharog. No, afein hayu means they were also in the danger. They were in the sakana. Lahashmid v'laharog l'abed. In all cases, in Mitzrayim, by Yavan, and in the story of Purim. Afin now you apply to all of them, they were all in the danger. V'chein bePesach shayim shubados lepar beMitzrayim, v'chein beChanukah hagzera haisa ma'od aleihem. Machlokes Bali Tosfos and the Rashbam. This machlokes, one might say, okay, nice machlokes. Are there any halacha lemaisa differences between these two? So achronim connect these 2 days of Tosfos to the previous Tosfos. Now we have the other machlokes. Nashim chayavos bekriyas amegilosh afin boso anes. What does it mean that Chazal obligated the women in Mikra Megillah? So it's a well-known machlokas between the Bahag and other Rishonim. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, quoted right here towards the end of Tosfos, the Bahag says women are obligated, but a different type of obligation than men. Women are chayef to hear the Megillah and not read the Megillah. So when women are in shul, they have no chayef to read it. No, they have a chayef to hear it. Every man in shul, when the Baal Kori is laying, I have kavana, that it's as if I'm saying it, Shomea Ka'ona, I have to say the Megillah. And if I miss a word, I miss my Chovas Gavra to read the Megillah. The women upstairs, no, they have to hear the Megillah. Different type of chayef. So that's the Vashit of the Bahan. But the other, the most Rishonim, don't say a word. Afinayu means they're included. Why should there be any difference? So that's the first part of Tosfos. Mikan mashma. Sha'anashim motziyo sezachemi dechomasan. Says Tosfos, the pashtus of the Gemara, women are also obligated. Tosfos diber maskul nashim. Says the women can be motzi men. Whenever there's an equal obligation, a woman can be motzi a man if they have the same obligation. Umidelo kamar lishmo mikra megillah. Tosfos is already foreshadowing the Baal Halachas Gedolos' pshat. He says it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, but you should know this is what the Bahag says. We are machmir lamaisa. We're machmir to be choshesh. In a case, let's say there's a situation that a woman has to be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah, we don't allow it generally. L'hadchila. If it's the woman's the only one who knows how to read the Megillah, man doesn't know how to read the Megillah. Okay, maybe we'll say it's better than nothing. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes the different deos in the Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Peites. The Shulchan Aruch says, Akol chayavin bekriyasa, anashim, venashim, vegerim, vechulu. As long as you heard from someone who's chayiv, lefichach, Im hayakore cherishot v'katan. So then you're not yotze. The yeshomrim shanashim ain't yeshomrim means the first day I didn't hold of this. First day I hold men and women are equal. That's most rishonim. The yeshomrim shanashim ainon motzios es haanashim. Some say women cannot because they have a different chiyuv. The yesh, just like we many halachas that women might have a different chiyuv. Women can be motzi a man in benching. The Gemara says in Brachos that women might be only be chayevas midarabanan in benching because they're not included in Eretz Yisrael and Brismila and the discussion in Brachos on Daf Chaf. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the yesh omrim emaisha kor la'atzma mivareches l'shmoa megillah she'ena chayevas bekriya. So those are the days quoted, and that is what we pass on halacha l'maisa, that a woman should not be motzi a man in mikra megillah. Could a woman be motzi a woman? Yeah, a woman can be motzi a woman. So the post can say a woman should not be motzi many women because, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, zila milsa. It's inappropriate for a woman generally to be centrally involved in some of the religious ceremonies of Yahadus. But me'ikar hadin, does it work? It does work. Interesting, Bach. The Bach is not here. The Bach is in Hilchas Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Shabbos that a woman can be motzi a man in Kiddush. Me'ikar hadin. No other day quoted there. There can't be a mitzvah of Shmias Kiddush. Right, we know women are a woman is chayavas in kiddush. Right, the Gemara says in Brachos there, Zachar v'Shamar. We have a hekesh between Zachar and Shamar. The Mrs. Asay and the Mrs. Los Asay of Shabbos. An unusual type of hekesh. Usually a hekesh is you have two words, two concepts in the same pasuk next to each other, and we make a hekesh. Here they're very far apart from each other. One's in Yisra, one's in Vaschanan. But Hakadosh Baruch Hu said them at the same time. So that's also a hekesh. Zachar v'shamar b'dibarecha namru. And therefore we compare the Mrs. Asay of Shabbos to the Mrs. Los Asay of Shabbos. Just like women are obligated in all the Los Asays of Shabbos, because it's a Los Asay, so too in the Mrs. Asay of Shabbos. So women are obligated in Kiddush, in Lecha Mishneh, in Shalosh Shudis, in all the Mrs. of Shabbos. Havdalah z'machlokas, because that's about Shabbos, but it's not on Shabbos. So is that included in Zachar v'Shamar? So that's a machlokas we've shown him, and that's why it's better for a man to be motzi a woman, just in case she's not obligated. But the Bach on that Shulchan Aruch says, I'm a tamer. I don't know what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about here. That a woman can be motzi a man? What about Hilchos Megillah? Look at Hilchos Megillah. He quotes a Yesh Omrim that a woman can't be motzi a man. So how can he say here, in Hilchos Kiddush, that a woman can be motzi a man? Sarach Ian, I think, says the Bach, that a woman can never be motzi a man, period. Says his son-in-law, the Taz, says, I'm sorry. Mori chami, mori v'chami. There's a big difference between Hilchos Kiddush and Hilchos Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, there's a bahag that says that women might be obligated afi nahi only with shmias on Megillah. Not with Mikra Megillah. Kiddush is all the same chiyuv. So that's why the Bach is fascinatingly not machalik. He also knew the bahag. But he felt there is no difference between maybe whenever women are also included in certain mitzvos, it's still not the same chiyuv as men. Oh, so, getting back to the point that I mentioned earlier, some achronim connect these two machlokos. According to Tosvos, who says that afhin hayu means they're included, the same sakana. So it's the same as the men. Same as the men. They were in the sakana. So that's like the shita of Rav Rishonim. But the shita that says, the Rashbam, that the women were unique. Unique, so maybe there's a different type of chiyuv. Different. Shmi is not worse than kriya, just a different type of chiyuv. You have to then ask the question, why is Shmia more appropriate than Kriya? Look in the Turi Evan here. He discusses it. There's a Shemi Shmuel also in the Magalias Hashas. But we'll leave it at that for now. That is Afein Hoya Boso Anes. Maybe just one other point. And that is, we have this by three mitzvahs in Shas. This is all in just one line of Rav Meir Shapiro meant Tafyomi to take longer than most of our Shiurim usually are. But we'll try to squeeze it in. Afin Abos Ones, only by three mitzvahs in Shas. Tosas continues. The end of Tosas Sha'afin Hoyu. What about matzah? Why don't we say women are obligated to matzah? Sha'afin Hoyu Abos Ones? So Tosas gives two deos. One of them being from Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim, saying, well, we would have pottered them because of Tesvav Chagas Sukkos. Okay. One day. But the first day is the more significant one, and that is, maybe Afin Hoyu only works by mitzvahs Durabanan. Mitzvahs Durabanan, the three, Dalet, Kosas, Chanukah, Purim, all Durabanan. Afin Hayu was strong enough to do that. Afin Hayu was not strong enough to be mechayev you in a mitzvah d'oraisa. Like matzah. That was Tosas at the end of the, I'm sorry, let me backtrack, I misspoke. That's what Tosas says in Psachim about Sukkah. By matzah, the question was, women are obligated to matzah. The question is, why did you need a limud by matzah? Why couldn't you rely on Afin Hayu Boso Anes? And the reason you couldn't rely on it, because that only is Mechayev Yidur Rabbanan. Tosfos in Psachim, and Arvi Psachim says, that answer, Durabanan, for the mitzvah of Sukkah as well. There is one other suggestion, though, in the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam, not quoted here, but Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Ramban, in Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Hilchos Shabbos as if it's not controversial at all. Women are obligated in Lechem Mishnah. Why? Afeinu yaboso anes. They were included in the Nes of the Mon. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, without controversy. The problem is, Rov Rishonim, many Rishonim, ask on Rabbeinu Tam, okay, I'll agree with you, women are obligated, but what do you need that reason for? Afeinu yaboso anes. We said before, Zachar v'Shamar. They're included in all mitzvahs of Shabbos. What do you need Afeinu yaboso anes for this? So, that's why Rov Rishonim say, I agree, but I don't like the reason. There is a fascinating tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger, Ha'elof L'cha Shlomo, where he tries to defend the minhag. If you want to look it up, it's in Tshuvas Simen Kuf Yudalid. He says, why do many women, I guess in his generation, wear makbid on Lechem Mishnah? They wore a makbid. Maybe they were in the kitchen getting the food ready. The husband made Lechem Mishnah, and they're eating. Then she comes in, she takes a bite of her challah. That's not the halacha. The halacha is, the woman has to be there, everybody has to be there, Lechem Mishnah, here a motzi. And eat. But in his day, there must have been women that weren't no way to be makbid on Lechem Mishnah. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, well, let me tell you this, Lamdis. Rabbeinu Tam's reason is Afein Hayu, but Rov Rishonim argue with that reason. What do other Rishonim say? The reason is Zachar v'Shamar, but the Ran obviously didn't like that reason. So because every reason has a problem, so maybe that's why they don't keep Lechem Mishnah. That's what Rav Shlomo Kluger says in Elfach HaShlomo. Says Rav Avad Yosef in Tshuva. I don't understand that. Everybody says you have to. They argue on each other's reason. There's nobody that says you don't have to. They don't have to do Lechem Mishnah. Rav Avadya writes in Yechav Adas, Chelek Dalet, Dvarf Temuim Ma'od, Shemeachah Shaharishonim Shavim Bazeh, Shanashim Chayavos Balechem Mishnah, Mi Yarhiv Oz Lachlok Aleim Bali Tam V'Raya Barura. And he quotes a beautiful Ramah. The Ramah says in Chosh Shemishpat Simen Chav Hei, if all poskim are maskim to one halacha, Afal Pisha Kalecha Nosin Tamachir L'Dvarav, Nechshavim Kerabim, Lefso Kemosam Neged Yachir Acholik Imahim. Rabbin versus Yachid doesn't go by reasons. Rabbin versus Yachid goes by shitas. And if the shitas are the same, even if the reasons are different, you can still consider it like a rabbin. But that's a discussion of Rabbeinu Tam and Afhein Hayu Ba'oso Anes. Again, there's a lot more there, but we continue. Next, Va'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Purim Shachalias B'Shabbos. Purim that falls out on Shabbos. Shoal in V'darshin Ben Yano Shalyom. As Hashem will come up at the end of today's daf, don't get to that till the next year. We don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, right? One of the Gzeira Darabas, Purim, Lulav, and Shofar, says, so Purim, that falls out on Shabbos, we talk about it. Shoal and Vidarshim, Minyon Shalyom, we talk about it on that day. Says the Gemara, Ma'ar Yapurim, Afilu Yantif Nami, what's the Chiddush of Purim? Every Yantif, right? Those who start Maseches Megillah backwards, the last four lines of Maseches Megillah say this. We have it here too. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Moshe Tikin Lahem Yisrael, Moshe made the Takana, she Shoal in Vidarshin, Be'inyano Shoyom, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Takana that we discuss the holiday, Hilchos Pesach B'Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres B'Atzeres, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Pesach, Shavuos, as we know, Atzeres in the Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Atzeres in Chazal is Shavuos, Hilchos Chag B'Chag, question mark. So every yontif you talk about on the yontif. What's the chiddush of Purim that falls out on Shabbos? You talk about Purim and Megillah. Says the Gemara, Purim it's Tzrichalei. Oh, the chiddush is Purim. Why? Mahu detema nigzar mishum deraba kamash malon. You might say, well, maybe it's included in Gzeira deraba, which we'll have on Amud Beis. Well, Gzeira deraba says you might come to carry the Megillah in order to read it. So maybe we should say that's also included in Gzeira deraba. Kamash Malan, that's why we don't say that. Right, talking about Pesach, what are you going to take out? There's no Megillah. A Torah? We're not gozer on that. You might come to carry a Torah. Right, Megillah we will. Why? Says the Pnei Yeshua. It must be, right here, that because they learned from the Megillahs, the actual scroll. Or else the Gemara wouldn't make sense, says the Pnei Yeshua. It must be the flow of the Gemara. They assume that you might come to carry the Megillah to learn from. So you might have thought they make a Zera. No, you can't talk about Purim today because you might come to carry the Megillah and darshan it. Kamash Malan, we don't have such a gzera. But you only understand the Havamina if that is true. They used to learn, as we know, discussed in the past, in the mitzvah shiur, we discussed it in the last mitzvah Taryag. There's a sheet of the Rush. The Rush says that the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah Bizman Hazeh has taken on a different form. In a different form. Machlokas Achronim, whether it has been substituted or added on. Buying Svarim. Writing Svarim, buying Svarim. Says the Rosh, that is a partial Kiyam, or maybe a full Kiyam, of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Because what's the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah, says the Rosh? Because to learn from the Torah. So we don't learn from Sefer Torah today. It stays in the Aron. Have a big achrasa Sefer Torah. What do? You put it in the Aron and you pull the parochas close. And then you go to a shir. Right? We don't learn from the Sefer Torah. We just have Kriya from the Torah. Says the Rosh. What's the point of the mitzvah? The point of the mitzvah is to learn from it. So Bizman Hazeh, our mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is writing Svarim and buying Svarim, the Chulu. And again, Machlokas Achronim, the Shagas Aryeh and others, whether the Rosh, is there any mitzvah? Whether writing a Sefer Torah mamish today, there is no mitzvah. So Rov assumed the Rosh is adding on. The Rosh is not substituting. And many Rishonim say, Tama Torah is one mitzvah and Ksiva is another mitzvah. Who says there's a connection between the two, arguing fundamentally on the Rosh. But you see from this Gemara, and according to the Bnei Yeshua, that they used to learn from the Svarim. And that's why there was a Havamina that we should say, Gzeira Derab. Tosfos says, here, in the little one-line Tosfos, Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos, Dafka B'Shabbos. When it's Purim on a weekday, there's not as much pressure to talk about Purim, because you're learning the Megillah. It's Dafka Purim that falls on Shabbos. Dafka b'Shabbos, levishi ain karna megillah mishum gzeira deraba. Avo b'chol ain sarich shari karna megillah. But take it persumenisa. It's not persumenisa. You're focusing on Purim. You don't need to schmooze about Purim. That is what Tosfos says. So in the Chashuke Chemed, I mentioned yesterday, Baruch Hashem, we're back. Right? We did not one on Tainus yet. He has a case. Sheila Tinok. Let's say there's a baby boy born, Baruch Hashem, morning of day 8, the baby's yellow. No bris. Is there any kiyum for the father to give a drasha about bris milah? Right, what does Tosfos say here? Well, you couldn't do actual mitzvah, so you don't talk about Purim. So what about bris milah? Ki uchole haim sorchav lidrosh milchas milah. Like it talks about, he quotes Tosfos in Masechet Megillah. See, it's easy for us, when we get the question, we'll quote, we're learning Megillah Daf Dalet, so we'll quote the Tosfos. Rav Zilberstein is asked the question, not dafka on that day's daf. Right, you have to have shas and kolat arkula on your fingertips. Shuvah, he quotes the Leket Yosher. Tov lil mod hilchas shofar kishachal b'shabbos. V'zos hashana yishrosh hashana b'shabbos. Shein token v'lkach tov shikra b'hilchas tkiya. V'chulu v'chei matzino b'megillah. And he quotes it. Ulachara b'in, and then he quotes v'chei matzino b'megillah. V'chein gabi shofar. Mali kol shofar, mali kol kriya. Avl gabi lulav ain okein. I'll say it by shofar, but not by lulav. Why? Because lulav is a maisa hamitzvah. Lulav is a maisa mitzvah. You can't substitute talking about it for a maisa mitzvah. Shofar? Right. Kol shofar. Not as much of a maisa mitzvah. As we've discussed in the past, it's the message of the shofar. The call of the shofar, which maybe that, there's more of a connection of talking about it to the call shofar. So he says, if that chilek is correct, so then bris milah is also a maisa mitzvah. Okay, either way, that's an interesting question at least that he has, that he raises for us based on Tosfos. The other ha'ara important to talk about here is, and we'll talk about this again, Beth Hashem, in a couple of weeks from now when we get to Daf Lamed Beis, how this chazal that the Gemara quoted of Moshe Rabbeinu being misakin to talk about every yontif on the yontif connects with the other chazal that we know, that there's a mitzvah shloshim yom lefnei achag, 30 days before. So is it the day of? Is it 30 days before? That's the Beis Yosef's question. Beis Yosef's question at the beginning of Tokos Pesach. He gives a couple of answers. Maybe there's a difference between Pesach and all the other holidays. There's a lot more to do on Pesach, a lot more mitzvos, and it's a fascinating line. He says, Sukkot is also pretty busy. Sukkot, Dalin, Minim. Okay, you want to be Mechalik, the Vilna Gaon is Mechalik between Shavuos and Pesach and Sukkot. Okay. But the Beis Yosef says, Pesach versus the rest. What about Sukkot? So he says, Va'od Yishlomer, did he need Pesach al Kopanim, Sarach Lahodiyam, La'am Akodim, Shloshim Yom, Kodim Pesach Shloshim Yom, Kdesh Yelem, Shos, Ravlis, Asik, Tchinas Chidim, Afiasa, Matzah, Galas, Kalim, Beer, Chametz, so much. Masha'inki Mishar Moadim. Duba'atzeres lakadinim Yosef Mishar Yantif. Shvuis. I think again, Shvuis. But there's not much to prepare for except ourselves. Right? That's Shvuis. Ubisukis. Afal gav diika mitzvah sukkah balulav. Ain't sorach lomo bahem kokach dinim. Da filu sukkahs ganbach varakbash kshera. Right? Even if a non Jew builds it, a monkey builds it. Ubitafano sagi mishayim kolchasan vishlishas afilo tafach. You only need two walls, two plus walls. Vilulavim the esrogim rubam kisherim. Says most lulavim esrogs are kosher. So then they quote from Rebbe Yashiv that somebody wants to ask him, how are you supposed to look at a lulav? Which magnifying glass he's supposed to use? So he held it at arm's length. He said, that's how I look at mine. He says it's very hard to find. If the pitum is cut off, okay, if the top is chopped off. But he said, even the Beis Yosef says in the 1500s, Lulavim esrogim rubam ksherim. Va'od she'ein terch asukah v'lulav meruba v'zayin l'tazik v'em be'erav achag. Shemachi lo'bay l'shul. V'chulu. Okay, other answers given. The Ran, the first Bir Halach in Ilchas Pesach discusses this Beis Yosef, and he quotes, he discusses the Ran, because the Ran minimizes the entire 30 days before. The Iker is our Brisa right here. 30 days before just means it's a relevant question. It's what's called Shoel Ke'inyan. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin says, if two people come to a rabbi at the same time, on Erev Tisha B'Av, and one asks a Tisha B'Av question and one asks a Purim question, you answer the Tisha B'Av question first, because that's the one that's relevant. Shoel Ke'inyan. So the Ran says, that's all the 30-day Gemara means. It's a Shoel Ke'inyan question. But the Iker, they have to talk about it, the positive Chiyuv, is this. There are problems with the Ran, but either way, that is a couple of deos, how to put this Chazal with the other ones. Okay, we continue. The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, again, he's major on these dafim. Chayiv Adam Likros is a Megillah Balayla V'Lashanosa Bayom. Person is chayiv to read the Megillah at night and to Lishanosa. We'll get back to that verb. It doesn't just say Balayla Ubayom. It adds in an extra verb. Ulishanosa Bayom. From the word Mishnah, learning. From the word Sheni, second. Not 100% clear. Bayom, Shnei Amar, let's just read the Gemara first. Shnei Amar, the Pasuk says, Elokai Ekra Yomam Velo Sene. I call to you by day and there's no answer. Velayla Velo Dumiyali. Velayla, and don't be silent to me. So, double lashon of crying out. Sover Mina. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi thought, because he used such an unclear, ambiguous lashon, they thought, Lemikre Belayla, to read it at night, Ulemisne Masnisa Nidabi Mama, and learn Mesechus Megillah by day. They thought to read it at night, that to learn about it by day. They didn't. They thought the word Lashanosa means to learn, Mishnah. Amar lehu, Rabbi Yirmiyah, no, ledidi mifreshali minei d'Rabchiyah bar Abba. Let me explain. Kagon da'amri inshi. It's like people say, Ever parshas adah va'asne. I'm going to go over this passage and repeat it. That's what he meant. He meant to read it by day and by night. That's an amazing havamina. They thought you're supposed to learn in the morning instead of reading it. Let's hold off. Itmar nami amar bichelba amar ula biyira chayiv adam likros as a megillah balay level shnos abayom shnei amar different sukkim quoted lamani zamecha chavod lo yidom Hashem Elokai laolam odeka so that I call yizamecha chavod I sing your kavod velo yidom I will not be silent says David Amelech Hashem Elokai laolam odeka Hashem Elokai I would always praise you. Soloveitchik says that Mikra Megillah has a dual theme. It's based on these two psukim. And they say, Reb Levi Yisrael Mibradishev used to be crying the whole Megillah. First couple of prakim, he was mamish crying because he was in Shushan. He was mamish there wearing sackcloth. He was in the shoes. He was in pain. It hurt him. He was crying. And then a couple of prakim later, he was crying with joy. He was crying with simcha layhud and my service. He was mamish there. Megillah is a book of potential tragedy. It's a book of Elokai Ekra Yoma Velosane Velayla Dumayali, Jewish history, the Tsarist, the Hamans of Jewish history. But it's also the book of Lamani Zamecha Chavod Lo Yidom, Hashem Elokai Lo Lamadeka, the book of Shevach, the book, like the Gemara says in 10 blot from now, the book that functions as the Hallel on Purim, the hidden Hallel. And we say a hidden Hallel because it was a hidden ace. Right, and that's why it's the most appropriate to say a hidden Hallel, not even mentioning Shem Hashem, because the ace was hidden behind the scenes. And Lamani Zamecha Chavod V'lo Yidom, David Melech says, Hashem Elokai Li'olam Odeka. So Rav Soloveitchik, it's both a tefillah and a ahava. Okay, a couple of points related to this. First, let's get back to some of the questions we mentioned before. Chayev Likrosa Megillah Bayom V'lashanosa, what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina V'lashanosa Bayom? Says the Nitziv, right here in the Merom Sada, because the second Kriya in the morning has a different purpose than the night reading. The night reading is to get our feet wet, to get us back in the mood, to get our histories of Purim that we think about as we hear the Megillah and we reminisce about all the Purims that we've had in our lives and where we were and the tune brings us back to that experience and it gets us back into it. Shabbos Purim morning, we're into it. We're already in the zone. We're in the Purim zone. So now we can deepen our understanding of it and focus on it. And that deeper understanding is like a learning. And that's l'shanosa. It's supposed to be a learning. The Talmidim even have a Havamina meeting. That's all you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sit and focus and give drushes about it. Kamashman, don't go that far. Learn it through reading, it says the Netziv. But that's the l'shanosa. It's a very different Megillah, the daytime reading, than the nighttime reading. Even halachically, the Noda Yehuda writes, the Turi Evan also writes, that the daytime reading and the nighttime reading is very different. We alluded to this back on Daf Beis. We said we'll get to it. We'll get to it here. That the daytime reading is the only one that's mentioned in the Megillah. V'hayamim ha'elan iskar menasim. We had the pasuk on Daf Beis quoted already. Yamim ha'elan. Where's the nighttime reading? It's not in the Megillah. The Bidin Shlomo or Shlomo Mivilna even radically suggests that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi made it up. In his generation, Bizman ha-Mishnah, there was no Kriya at night. No Kriya Naib is not a Mishnah. And that's what the Mishnah later on Daf Chaf, when it gives an example of a mitzvah that you could do all day, quotes Mikra Megillah. A mitzvah you could do all night doesn't say a word about Megillah. Says the Binyan Shlomo, because this was a mitzvah, the original, Esther and Mordechai, only daytime reading. Much, much later, only night, they added on the nighttime reading. Shub and Levi. So most don't go that far. But it's a fact that Mikra Megillah Bayom is the only one in the Pasuk. And Balayla is not. So both, the Noda Bihud and the Turi Evan, both suggest that the daytime reading is called Divrei Kabbalah, based on a Pasuk in Navi. The nighttime reading is just a Din Derabanan. And Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah ninu. For certain halachos, Divrei Kabbalah is very strong. When you have a mitzvah based on a Pasuk in Navi, Kavanah Onik Shabbos is based on a Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Many mitzvahs that we learn, Kinyan Chalipin is based on Ksuvim from Rus, but it's based on a Pasuk, so that has more strength to it than just a Din Derabanan. That's why the daytime, even though a lot of times we're more focused on the nighttime reading, and the daytime reading, we're so busy that day, we just run through it, but the daytime reading is the more crucial reading. That's the one that's based on the Pasuk, the Divrei Kabbalah. No, the Yehuda, I alluded to it a couple of days ago, but now we have a chance to mention it, had interesting tshuva. There was one time in Prague, yes, the Noda Yehuda. So it was, you know, it was Purim. It was they were laying the Megillah, the 14th of Adar, and it had been cloudy for 2 weeks. They hadn't done Kiddush Levana yet, and all of a sudden, right before they were about to start reading the Megillah, the moon came out. And the Shaila was: do you run out to be Mekadesh the Levana, or do you read the Megillah? In the Megillah. That was the Shiloh that Noda Yehuda discusses. So at the end, Tadir Vishayno Tadir, Persume Nisa. So you need one of those on the spot Shilohs that we have to know the answer to right away. Because you have to know what to tell the Tibur. That's his Shuva, Arachaim and Simon in Simon Mem Aleph. So he discusses this and ends up saying, you could do Kiddush Levana. You could do Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana would override the nighttime reading. You're not going to have a Hechi Timsi if you're doing Kiddush Levana in the morning because it's daytime. But he says the nighttime reading is a Din Derabanan, it's not Divrei Kabbalah, so it can be pushed aside. Masha'eka, and the daytime reading is stronger, Divrei Kabbalah, and therefore it would be able to be pushed aside. Nilani has died to Kriyas Halayla, Lav Mitzvahs, I say Divrei Kabbalah. Rakriyas Hayom, to be Megillah, Yamim Niskarim, Benasim, Ksiv, Alo Lelos, Vayin Betosis, Daftalid, the Chulu. One other important point about the daytime reading, and that's in Tosfos here. Tosfos on the bottom, in Chayiv Adam Likros, Tosfos says, Omeri, and this is the basis for Ashkenazic custom. Omeri, Diafal Gav, de Mevarech Zman Balayla, Choser, Umevarech Oso Bayom. The minhag of Ashkenazim is we say a Shachianu both at night and by day. We say a Shachianu twice. The Iker Persume Nisa Avi Bekriya Diyamama. The Iker Persume Nisa is by daytime. And that's why you repeat the Shachianu. Vikronami Mash McCain. The Chsev Alayav Odumi Ali Klamer Afal Gav Shakori Bayom. Chayav Likos Palayla. Vaha Iker Avi Biyamama. Given Shiskira Kasev Trila. The Gamekir Asuda. That's what we always announce. Have in mind the other Mitzvos Ayom with the Shachianu. But it's based on this Tosfos, the Ramam argues. The Rambam says there's only one Shechianu. But the Bali Tosfos say it's two, and that is the Minhag of Ashkenazim. Okay, a lot more here. Maybe just to mention one other point, again from the Chashuki Chemed. And then we'll move on to the Amud Beis, which is a little quicker. Says the Chashuki Chemed here, discussing the last halachos, that he, in terms of whether you can, let me just find it here. If not, I'll wait with it. Let me just see if I can find it right here. Person has a choice. Adam Hayoshe Bekele. Somebody's in jail. And they can either come out for the nighttime reading or the daytime reading. Which do you come out for? We discussed this, Shaila, in the past in a number of other contexts. Do you say, do the first one that you could do? Or as we just said, from the Achronim, the morning one is the more the Iker the Iker one. So he should wait for a Divrei, the Iker one for Divrei Kabbalah. So which do you do? Right, this is the Radvaz, Chacham Tzvi, get out of jail one day of the year. You know, do you go out on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? Do you go out that day, do it with a minion? Meaning short-term, long-term view of mitzvahs, based on a sugya in Mesechta Shabbos, Ishtapa Chamimeh. Again, it's a sugya that has a lot of different applications. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Arachayim, somebody's, Rachman al-Islam, is going to be quarantined in a hospital. So he's allowed to take his tefillin in, knowing that they're going to be burned in a week before he goes out. You're allowed to wear tefillin for a week knowing that they're going to be burned. Again, each of these examples are different, but they all have the similar common denominator of long-term, short-term view of mitzvahs. Do I look at the here and the now, or do I take a long-term view? Stechemet discusses, if a doctor says I can only fast for one day in a month, do I do Tzom Gedalia? It's the first one that I hit? Or do I say, well, the Yom Kippur is going to be in a week. If I fast on Tzom Gedalia, I'm not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. That's Daraisa. This is the Rabbanan. But this hits me first. I'll do this and I'll be Pikuach Nefesh. I won't have to fast on Yom Kippur. So all of these are long-term, short-term view of mitzvot. That's what the Chashuk HaChemed also here discusses. Night reading versus day reading. Okay, here we go. Amar Rebbe, Elashak Farah Makdim El Yom HaKnisa. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that the Kfar and the villages go earlier to the Monday or Thursday. Amar Rebbe Chanina. Chachamim hikilu al akfarim lios makdim liyom aknisa. The villages, chachamim were makel on the villages to allow them to read it earlier. So that they could be able to give water and food to their brothers in the krachim. We mentioned already on that base, are those real days of Purim or are those just heter days of Kriya? But that's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara Lameimra to Takanta to Krachanavi? 1 minute. So is this to tell me that the whole allowance is because the Krachim need food and water, and therefore we allow the villagers then to read it earlier? But what's not? What did the first Mishnah say? Chalios Bisheni, Kfarim Bayaris Gadolis Koran Bo Bayom. What if you dalef out on a Monday? Then there's no going earlier. Right? The villagers read it that day. The Im Isa, but if it's true that the whole purpose of the allowance is to allow them to read it earlier, so that on the real day of Yudalah they could send water and bread. V'misa liktemuli amaknisa. So why don't we make them earlier, even if Monday falls on Yudalah? Yudalah falls on a Monday. So Gemara says havilu asara. No, that would be the 10th then, going back from Monday to the previous Thursday. V'asara lo tokini rabbanan. And you can't go that far. Remember, Chazal found sources in the Psukim to allow the extra days. Two extra days besides Yud Gimel, which is Makilo Lakol, and therefore we can't. There's no source to allow us to do it even earlier. Meaning, not a fundamental answer. You're right, but we don't have a source for it. Tashma Chalios Bachamishi. What about the other case in the Mishnah? If it falls on Thursday, Kfar Vayaris Gedolos Korim Bayom. Again, the villagers read it that day, and here you don't have that problem. V'misa, and if it's true that the whole purpose is to be good for the Krachim, Liktemu Liyom Aknisa Dacharasarhu. There it's only the 11th, so it would be allowed. So the Gemara says, Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, Lo Dachinan. Now, once it's a Yom HaKnisa, they're here together. Remember the Machlokas, we Ashitosis, we had, what does that mean, that they're together? We're not going to push off from one day of getting together to another day. Right? The Meiri writes here, maybe they'll get mixed up and confused, and they'll be medallic another time. That's why it'll lead to confusion. Tashmam Rabbi Yehuda. Next try. Ey Masai. When do we have this allowance? Bimakam Shenechnasim B'sheni V'chamishi. When do we have this allowance, as the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf, when they get together on Mondays and Thursdays? Avol Makam Shenechnasim B'sheni V'chamishi. If they don't, Ein Karmana Sela B'zmana. If they don't get together, so then they only read it like everyone else. Yudala Tesvav. But if you're telling me that the whole reason for the allowance is so that they could supply water and bread to the people of the Krachin, why should they lose? So what that the villagers don't get together? If Chazal are trying to help out the people of the big cities, which are probably the majority of Klal Yisrael, so they should make this give this allowance even if they don't get together on Monday. Allow them to read it earlier. So the Gemara says, you're right, we have to change a little bit what we said. Lotema kideshi yisapku mayim umazon. Don't say it's so that, ela'ema mipnei, shemisapkin mayim umazon, lachem shebekrochem. It's because, Rashi says, it's a reward. It's a schar. Because they do this, we make life a little easier for them. That's why. But if they're not doing it, so then we don't have to make life easier for them. So that's why we just flipped it around, not a siman, but a siba, as it would be called. Fighter. Keitzar chalios b'sheni b'shabes, from ayeres gedolos koren bo bayom v'chulu. Remember we said at the end of Tainus, v'chulu is by Chazals and v'gomer is by Psukim. Because Vigomer is called Psukei Delo Paske Moshe, we have to say, oh, it's as if I finished the Pasuk. Vigomer. Vechulu is by Chazaz, because we could just say, etc. So if it falls out on Monday, then they read it that day. Maishna Resha Denaka Sidura Di Yarcha. U Maishna Seifa Denaka Sidura Di Yomei. Why is it that the Mishnah starts off by saying calendaric dates of the month? 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. And then when we go into the details, it's the opposite. The opposite, the 11th is the last one we talk about. It goes through the days of the week. If it falls out on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, goes straight. So why do we switch from month to week? So the Gemara says, Aidi dimishavchi le nakat sidura diyome. Since the days of the week would be in the opposite order, it's a little more confusing, and therefore we just go straight through the days of the week. We mentioned in a parsha here a number of months ago, it's amazing that a date, what the moon, we know. Why are there 29 days, 30 days, 31 days in a month, solar or lunar? Because it's based on a physical event. The moon waxes and wanes. Why is a year 365 or 354? It's based on orbits. It's based on a certain reality. Why is a week a week? Why is a week 7 days? Why is a week 7 days? Why is that the accepted given of all societies? It's always been that way. Where? My Sabracious. That's why. Why isn't there an 8-day week? 9-day week? Why is it there? A month we understand. A week has nothing to do with nature. The answer is Maisefreshis. It's built into the Bria. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. That's why maybe it's underneath what the Mishnah is saying, that you want to have the dates of the week in order. It's because the days of the week symbolize a lot more than we think it does. Chalios be'erev shah, like the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, Yom Sheni l'Shabbos, Yom Shishi l'Shabbos, saying the Yom every morning, that first Pasuk, is part of the Mitzvah of Zachos, Yom HaShabbos l'Kadshah. Fine. Chalios be'erev Shabbos v'chulu, Masis and Mani. Our Mishnah is either E-Rebbe Yossi. Our Mishnah is either Rebbe or Rav Yossi's opinion. My Rebbe, which Rebbe? Tanya. Chalios be'erev Shabbos. If Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, Kfarim v'yoretz gedolos, makdimin liyom haknisa. The villages and big cities are makdim a day. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said, if falls out on Friday, what do we do? Bisman hazeh. If Yud Dalet falls out on Friday, we read it on Friday. No reason not to. So this Tana holds otherwise. You're mocked him into the day before. Umukaf and Choma, Karen Bobayom. And the Mukafas Choma cannot read it the next day on Shabbos, which is 2, Tesvav. So they read it that day. Why? Because as we'll see, you always need the walled cities the day after everybody else. So if the walled cities are being bumped up one, everybody else has to be bumped up one too. Rebbe Omer Ani. We discussed that in the times in the past. The only person who says Omer Ani in Shas is Rebbe. Lashon of Anava, Lo Yidach La'Yeres Bimkoma. No, the cities don't move from their spot. Ela Elu VeElu Koran Babayom. Everybody goes to Friday. Everybody gets Friday. Right, that is the Purim Mishulosh story. When Tesvav, which happens Bezman Hazeh every couple of years, when Tesvav falls out on Shabbos, so then it's a 3-day Purim in Yerushalayim. 2, 2, and 2. Every day has 2. Friday has 2. What does Friday have? Mikra Megillah and Matanis Lev Yonim. Shabbos has 2. What does Shabbos have? Shabbos has Al Anisim and the Maftir. And the Maftir of Purim. The laning of Purim. And Sunday, Seuda Mishloach Manos. So it's 2, 2, and 2. By the way, the answer to a trivia question was the only time it's ever possible to lane the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. When it's a Purim Mishulas in Yerushalayim. Parsha Zachar. The Haftorah for Parsha Zachar about Shaul and Amalek. That's Parsha Zachar Haftorah. And the following Shabbos, what's the Maftir in Yerushalayim? By Yavo Amalek. It's Bishalach. What's the Haftorah? Same Haftorah. The only time you can have same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. Anyway, so that's what we yield. Elevei Elokoran Bobayo. My time at the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama that he bumps them up to Thursday? Dechsiv. Bechol Shana Vishana. Ma Kol Shana Vishana. Ayaros Kod Mosul Mukafim. Just like every year, the cities come before the walled, the open ones. Afkana Ayaros Kod Mosul Mukafim. So do these. That's why you have to bump it up a day. The aim of a Kol Shana Vishana, why don't you say the following? Ma Kol Shana Vishana, Eini Dachan Ayeres Bimkoman. Why doesn't he say, that every year you don't move them? Af Kam Lo Yidachan Ayeres Bimkoman. They never move. So Shani Yachad De Lo Efshar. Here, it's an impossible situation. You have to have them move because the walled city's moved. That's the Tanakama. The Rebbe Mai Taimah. So it's just the opposite. The Kol Shana Vishana, Ma Kol Shana Vishana, Eini Ayeres Yidachan Bimkoman. Af Kam Lo Yidachan Ayeres Bimkoman. They never move. V'yema, why don't you say like the Tanakama? V'yema b'chol shana v'shana, ma b'chol shana v'shana, yaras kod moslu mukafin. Afkan nam yaras kod moslu mukafin. Shani yachadolo efshar. It's basically the same shakla v'tarya, but they each hold strong to their respective shita. So they had, the Mishnah could be like Rebbe. My Rebbe Yossi, the Mishnah could also be like Rebbe Yossi. Titanya, as the Brisa says, the Tosefta says, Chalios be'erev Shabbos mukafin v'chfarim makdim liyom haknisa. The walled cities and the kfarim are makdim liyom haknisa. Wow! We catch that shita? The mukafin move. The mukafin go to the Amaknisa. So the walled cities are going to end up reading it before the prazim. Vayaros gadolos korin bo bayom. Rav Yosi omer no. Ein mukafin kodmi layaros. No, walled cities never read it before the open cities. Ela eilav eilu korin bo bayom. So the svaris. My time, the Tana Kama, Tichsib, Bechol Shana Veshana, Ma Kol Shana Veshana, Ayores Barbasar, Vizmano Shozeh, Lozmano Shozeh. The Tana Kama says, walled cities and open cities never read it on the same day. So here, it has to jump over. It has to leapfrog back. Afkan, Ayores Barbasar, Vizmano Shozeh, Lozmano Shozeh. So the Mukafin go earlier. Vyema Bechol Shana Veshana, Ma Kol Shana Veshana, Ein Mukafin Kodmin La Ayores. Afkanin mukavin kodmin layaros. Why don't you say that? They're never before. Shani achad elo efshar. No, it's an impossibility. You can't go forward because it's Shabbos. My time of Rav Yosi, the opposite. B'kol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana ein mukavin kodmin layaros. Afkanin mukavin kodmin layaros. The walled cities can never go earlier. V'yema b'kol shana v'shana. Ma kol shana v'shana zmano shozeh lo zmano shozeh. Afkan zmano shozeh lo zmano shozeh. Why don't you say that? Shani achad elo Efshar. Period. Last section. V'sava Rebbe. Ayores lo dachin liyom haknisa. Rebbe says Ayores don't move. Meaning his case was a felon on Friday. So the Gemara is saying, he said they read it on Friday. They don't move. V'yotanya. But we learned in that same Tosefta. Chalios bishabbos. When you dial fall down on Shabbos. Kfarim makdim liyom haknisa. The kfarim do. The villages go to Thursday. V'ayores gedolos koren be'erev Shabbos. The big cities go to Friday. U'mukavos choma l'machar. Rebbe omer no. Omer ani hoven nitchu ayaros bimkom and yidachol yom haknisa. Once you're moving from Shabbos, you go to Thursday, like our Mishnah said. So you see, Rebbe holds that the cities move. So how could he? Why in the first case did he say not? So Gemara says a big difference. Did it fall out on Friday? Did it fall out on Shabbos? Hachi Ashta, wait a minute. Hasam zmanam Shabbosi. In the latter case, they're supposed to read it on Shabbos. Vahoven nitchu yidchu. So they're jumping. So once they jump to the yom haknisa. But v'hacha zmanam erev Shabbos. But here they're supposed to read on erev Shabbos. It's possible, and therefore that's what they do. K'man azla hadam Rabbi Chalba Amar Rav Huna. Last line. Purim shachalias b'Shabbos akoni dachal yom haknisa. Who is the one that says the following brisa that Purim that falls on Shabbos everybody jumps? Hakoni dachin talkadaituch v'ikam mukafin davi l'machar. Not everybody jumps. The wall cities are going to read it Sunday, the next day. Ella, no, what we meant to say was, kol ha-nidche yidache liyom haknisa. Whoever is jumping will jump to Thursday. Keman kerebi. That is like the shita of Rebbe, so we end up having a couple, at least three opinions. What happens when Yudalit falls out on Friday? Right, what happens? Do we have Yudalit people moving? Do we have Tesvav people moving? Do they go backwards? A couple of different opinions. Put the four brises, the two brises together. It ends up being three opinions. Okay, we'll stop here. But then we'll start with Gzeira Darabah next time when we pick up.